This is Akashwani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the successful conduct of Johannesburg G20 summit, saying it will contribute to a prosperous and sustainable planet. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also thanked people of South Africa, President Cyril Ramaphosa and the government of South Africa for organizing the summit. Prime Minister said his meetings and interactions with the world leaders were very fruitful and will deepen India's bilateral linkages with various nations. Mr. Modi returned to New Delhi this morning after attending the two-day G20 leaders summit in Johannesburg. PM Modi began his official visit to South Africa on Friday and held talks with several leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, WTO Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali, IMF Chief Kristalina Georgieva, and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Earlier yesterday, Mr. Modi addressed the third session of the G20 summit, which focused on ensuring a fair and just future for all, with a focus on sectors such as critical minerals, AI and more. Prime Minister said India's approach to AI is based on three pillars: equitable access, population scale skilling, and responsible deployment. He said India's AI mission is working to ensure that the benefits of AI reach every part of the country, including every district and language. PM Modi said India looks forward to welcoming global leaders to the AI Impact Summit in February 2026. President Draupadi Murmu has administered the oath of office of the Chief Justice of India to Justice Suryakant at Rashtrapati Bhavan. We now go over live. Justice Suryakant takes oath as the 53rd Chief Justice of India CJI, marking the beginning of his nearly 15-month tenure in the country's highest judicial office. He succeeds Justice B.R. Gawai, who demitted office yesterday evening. Justice Kant was appointed as the next CJI on October 30. He will demit office on February 9, 2027, on attaining the age of 65 years. In Jammu and Kashmir, the first ever auction of limestone mineral blocks will be formally launched in Jammu today. The landmark event will be held at Convention Centre, Jammu. In the afternoon, that will be led by Union Minister for Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy and graced by Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Chaudhary, reflecting strong centre-state partnership and the strategic importance of this initiative for the region. The 350th martyrdom day of the 9th Guru of Sikhs, Guru Tegh Bahadur, is being observed today. He was executed on the orders of Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb in the year 1675. The day is widely known as the Shahidi Divas. Guru Tegh Bahadur travelled across the country, preaching Guru Nanak Dev's teachings. He composed 116 shabads and 15 ragas, and his teachings have been included in the Adi Granth. President Draupadi Murmu paid tribute to Guru Tegh Bahadur on the occasion of his martyrdom day, praising his sacrifice for protecting righteousness, humanity and truth. National General Secretary of the Trade Union Coordination Centre, TUCC, Shiv Prasad Tiwari, welcomed labour court reforms, calling them historic steps that can bring 45 crore unprotected workers under social security and transform India's workforce. Israel's military has killed militant group Hezbollah's Chief of Staff, Haitham Ali al-Tabtabai, in an airstrike on the southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital, Beirut. It described him as a veteran of the group who has held a series of senior positions. Lebanon's health ministry said at least 5 people were killed and 28 others wounded in the strike, which hit an apartment building in the densely populated Dahiyeh district. In a statement after the strike, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country will not allow Hezbollah to rebuild its power and will not allow it to once again pose a threat to Israel. India's stock market started the week on a positive note today, supported by buying in global markets. The benchmark indices gained up to 0.1% in the early trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.